Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com. It's time for a WeChat workout. WeChat. Go to the Cliff Central account, tap connect, then message to show.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Minutes past 10 on Friday morning. This is CliffCentral.com. This is Sex Talk with Jonty Searle and a whole bunch of gorgeous people. This is Unradio. This is Unscripted. And this morning, this is most definitely Uncensored. So our usual gorgeous gang are here. Morning, Tamara.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, everybody.
And a special guest from the Casper show, because she missed being here so much, and a birthday girl.
Hey.
So when our porn stars get here, we might have a very special birthday present for you.
Yes, it's like Wagner.
It's almost my birthday too.
A birthday spank. Yes. Okay, already the dominatrix is getting
yeah,
angry.
Yes. Hey,
so we have all these fantastic people. Annie from Teasers and Tease Hers and whatever else she's from.
Good morning.
Okay, now the rule is you've got to all speak really close to the mic, like you're going to give
good
it
morning.
A big
good
smooch
morning.
Or a blowjob. Okay, Paul from Teasers.
Good morning, everybody.
And Yanita from?
Basic Instinct Studios.
Which is what?
Pole Dancing Studios.
Pole Dancing Studios.
That sounds hot.
You know what I was thinking about this morning?
I don't
want to
know.
Basic Instincts?
It
was.
We have to go there.
I was thinking, yeah, we do. I was thinking about when you won the first Miss South Africa pole dancing competition.
2006.
Wow. Is that
Getting
how long
too
ago?
Too old for this shit now.
We are. But that was a pretty amazing time, so we're going to talk more about that.
Perfect.
And our wonderful friend, Mistress Paige.
Good morning, everybody.
So, what are you here for, besides to spank some people?
Well, you sent me an invite saying we're going to have lots of fun on the show speaking about Sexpo next week.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm here, is okay. to tell you what's happening on our stand and at Sexpo and, okay. yeah, all the stuff that we're going to be doing.
Okay. And a really special person here this morning who is hopefully going to make us all laugh and make fun of all of us and make fun of all that weird and wonderful shit that happens at Sexpo.
I don't actually know why I'm here, but to be honest, I am terrified. I was accosted with a whip as I walked in. I've got a paddle right next to me. So I'm absolutely terrified, but really excited to have some fun. I'm Claudine Ullman from Jittery Citizens, and we are all about improv comedy, and I think it's improv sex comedy today.
That's it.
And you jittery today.
Very jittery.
That's
very,
it.
Very.
That's it. And Ryan is here from?
The Attraction Academy.
No, we need a little bit more than that.
Yeah, okay, great.
What is that?
Yeah, so like that's your full bio?
Yeah. That's the bio, yeah. The leading attraction developing dating training facility in South Africa. We train men. We teach them the tools and techniques to approach women, create meaningful conversations, and seal the deal.
Okay.
Sounds like
do you take lesbians
tease?
As well?
We do. We actually have had lesbians on
Fantastic.
Our courses.
Fantastic. You mean you're part of the show.
Mistress Page, I think I know who's going to get spanked
yeah,
today.
Absolutely.
Okay, I already feel
there
it,
we
yeah?
go. Okay. So, please join our conversation on
0861-555-189 or send us a message to screen on WeChat. You can also obviously make sure you're listening to us on the new Cliff Central app. And if you want to grab us on Twitter, that's at cliffcentral.com and at Lisa the Lesbian, also Eros Life SA.
And we are going to be periscoping various little interactions from
Yay.
The show. So just before we do that, we will send out the link for that. Mm-hmm. So any questions you have for all of the wonderful people here, please let us know. The porn stars are coming later. South African porn stars. Is there a South African porn industry? What does it do?
It's underground.
It's, yeah.
And just
they film it in the basement. Ha, 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 ha.
Before we get started on all the fun, this morning on Gareth's show, Duncan was talking about some of his illegitimate children. So, Duncan, we thought we'll bring you some condoms.
Yes, we are.
You know, please keep that close. You're a part of the sex show as well, so, I mean, we would expect better from you. But you
after last week, Dunk, you know, we discuss and save sex.
Nice touch, Liz, and the team. Thank you very much.
So here's an interesting question. Do you know how to put a condom on with your mouth?
Should we help you?
Well, let's see. Do you know how to do that, Tamar?
I know to do so many things.
Do you know how to put a condom?
No, that's not right. Okay. I can improvise. We can try.
Do you know how to put a condom on with your mouth?
No, but I want to learn.
Lisa, do you know how to put a condom on with your mouth?
She's a lesbian. Let's think about that for a second.
Annie, do you know how to put a condom on with your mouth?
Yes, I do, Jonty. You showed me last year.
Okay. Paul, do you know how to do that?
No, thanks. Not at the moment.
I hope we're periscoping this.
Maybe we can do something like a competition, me and Alicia, to see who's doing it the best. I know who's going to win.
Okay. So I know the trick, and I've got another question.
I've got the biggest lips.
I've got another question. Do you know how to put a condom on with your mouth?
Absolutely.
Good girls. Oh, wow. Okay.
Are we going to get to try it?
We might just. Yay! So you want to hear a funny story about that?
Yes.
It was probably about 8-9 years ago, Kumanani Day. It was like their first big 24-hour broadcast, which is Anti-AIDS Day that they did. And they asked me to come on TV with some of the quieter guys and show how to put a condom on with your mouth. So I buy these fruit-flavored condoms, which taste, you know, just revolting. Mm. And I'm sitting in the lounge practicing with one of my dildo models. And my daughter's sitting there filming this. And she just shook her head and she said, you know, Dad, there is no other family that does stuff like this on a Sunday afternoon.
She's probably right.
She is. Yeah. We have another question. But before the other question, it's time for
Ninja Sex, Chocolate Starfish, Twitter Bag, Calipagium.
Today's dirty dictionary word is
dinner for two.
Dirty dictionary word.
So this is an easy one. So you guys all have to guess what the dirty dictionary word is. Ryan, any ideas? Dinner for two.
Dinner for two. Oh, what's going through my mind now are terrible things.
I know.
Wait your turn, please.
No, me too.
Okay, next.
No.
You lose out.
Are we talking Urban Dictionary style?
No, we're talking dirty. Jonty's dirty dictionary.
Dinner for two is going down on each other.
Very good, Mistress Page. Dinner for two.
A 69.
Yanita?
I don't know. I think I prefer dinner for three.
There we go. Any dinner for two?
No, it's been answered already.
Okay.
I was going to go 69 as well because that sounds delicious.
Okay.
Let's go 75 rather. 69 plus tax.
I totally take the guess of one guy and two girls eating his cum, basically.
Well, that's more dinners. That's like a shared snowball.
It's what like a shared snowball.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. So a snowball, do we all know what a snowball is?
No, tell us.
Okay, so a snowball is when a guy comes in your mouth and you give the sperm back to him in a kiss.
Jesus. It's nasty.
Well.
Nasty.
It's the last time I'm throwing snowballs.
Okay, so everybody here today, morning Cindy from Ireland, and Cindy says, well, you all got it right, it's a 69.
Yeah. Can I just say that if it's two fatties doing a 69, is it an 88?
Now we know why you are here.
Hey, 88.
Okay.
Just on the snowballing.
Yes.
Be careful with that.
Because?
Because the guys will plot revenge on you, and then you might have something like accidental anal.
Or accidental double fisting, as you said just now, Oh, no. I really don't know how that happened.
With a lot of lube and patience.
Yeah.
Love your style.
Get back to Sexpo. Come on, Jonty. Sure.
Annie, the fact that you own half of Sexpo doesn't mean we all need to talk only about that, okay? All right.
Sorry, Tamar.
Jealous.
Okay, so next
behave, ladies. We're going to make you want to spend.
So next week in Joburg on Thursday at 11 o'clock in the morning, Sexpo opens. And it's the biggest event on the South African sexual calendar. And this year, supposedly, hopefully, the biggest ever. I know from our point of view, from Eros Life, we are planning the biggest we have ever done, the most exciting stuff we've ever done. And we will talk more about that.
Yeah, and they'll be here at 11 to talk about the theater.
Because we are with you for 2 hours this morning. 2 hour Sexpo special.
Shame, poor people.
We apologize in advance.
That's it. So that's really cool.
No, we don't.
Okay, so let's do this. Annie, what are you doing at Sexpo?
All right. What am I not doing at Sexpo? First of all.
Well, we know you're not taking your clothes off personally.
I am. On stage, little Annie, my boy
all
lollipop.
Of them. Full
no,
nude.
No, down to frilly brooks and hubcaps. Because
okay.
I don't wear nipple caps, I wear hubcaps. Okay. So it's a hubcap show, like live on stage.
So are the hubcaps, have they got like a car logo?
Would you like?
Yeah.
Your car logo?
Sure.
Okay, we'll organize this. Some stickers.
It's another opportunity for advertising.
Okay, yeah, good
Maybe
idea.
Maybe we should do some Cliff Central.
All right, besides that, I've got a few shows on live on main stage as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the main things that I'm doing is the Teasers Lounge, the Tease Hers Lounge, and then a new special lounge called Showstoppers. That is mainly for the gay society, lesbian, gay, etc.
Okay,
so those three lounges.
Okay, so does gay mean gay boys, gay girls, gay everything?
It's a lounge for all. It's a lounge for everybody, no matter what color, what creed, what sex, whatever you're interested in, you will find at Showstoppers.
And you have
delicious.
A dirty Sanchez in the gay lounge.
What's a dirty Sanchez?
What?
Excuse my ignorance.
Anybody? A dirty
Sanchez.
Kind of, we're really going like back into the dirty dictionary this morning, into the filthy side of it.
Are you talking about what we talked about in the show a few shows ago? On splish and little splatters on the wall? What are you talking about?
No dark rooms. No dark rooms. No
dark rooms.
No dark rooms. No Sanchez. No Sanchez. No.
Anybody listening know what dirty Sanchez is? Please message us.
We spoke about it 3 weeks ago.
Yes. So dirty Sanchez is when we really start to get disgusting. So think about kind of chocolate moustache.
Oh, come on.
Okay, sorry. I'm a bit of a virgin when it comes to the terminology. What the fuck is that? What is that? Is that like somebody shits on like the top of your lip? Is that what it is?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, okay. Well, no judging.
No judging.
Good to know. Okay, well, you're not going to get that at Teasers or Teasers. Also not at Showstoppers, but I'm sure if they find you, John T, and they find your lounge, I'm sure you can make
okay,
it tomorrow.
I'm going to be at the
you guys can arrange
stop,
it.
Stop right there or I'm going to catfight you just now. Just now.
Okay, tomorrow, I don't think I can help you with the stand anymore.
We've never had that at Sexpo, like a jelly pool for jelly wrestling or something.
Yeah.
Have they ever done that?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're having a jelly wrestling.
You need to speak like
that. Oh, sorry. They do have one this year.
Yeah?
They're having a jelly wrestling and wet t-shirt lounge section.
Okay, well, the wet t-shirt, we're not that interested in.
No,
but jelly wrestling could be kind of fun. Okay.
But what about baked beans? Like a baked bean pool? I mean, you know.
Sorry, come on,
people do these things.
Listen, there's no right or wrong, seeing that we're talking about sex. Yeah. But there is, however, sexy, and then there's, oh my God, don't do that.
Yeah. There we go.
Baked beans
would definitely
go
under.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Rather make it noodles, like spaghetti or something. Okay.
But then we have to have sauce with the spaghetti.
No, it's also carbs. Carbs are really not in fashion right now, eh? Carbs are not in fashion.
Yeah.
Maybe bacon.
So you kind of get them by osmosis.
Sweetie, I don't know what about you, but if I'm going to fall into a bowl of pasta, I'm going to eat it.
There we go.
100%. Don't get me wrong. Love you lots. Going to eat it. We're not wrestle anybody.
Absolutely.
Tamar, eat the pasta or the person you're with?
Both.
They know me too well.
Yeah. Okay. Have some noodles with your cock.
I hope the cock will not become a noodle, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
With your cock chow fan.
Which kind of brings up old Confucius joke, you know? Confucius say, man who go through revolving door with erection going to
Bangkok.
Okay, so people at these land, they're going to dance for people.
Yes, there's going to be a lot of lovely, lovely ladies
and
guys.
When people strip,
strippers,
there, are they like going full nude?
Full Monty, strips, lap dances, table dances. In Tease Hers, there's body shots as well.
Oh.
So yes, full strips, full Monty.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in the gay lounge?
Exactly.
So are they, so when you, what are the shows in the gay lounge going to be?
It's going to be male strippers, female yeah. strippers, but either they're going to be lesbian or gay. We even got a few straight strippers as well.
Well, we know about straight men who have sex with other men, and it's not called gay sex. And it's this huge phenomenon around the world, by the way. It's a really big thing. And these guys do not call themselves gay. They just have sex with other men.
Hmm. Good for them.
Confusing.
Very confusing.
No, but the cool thing is they don't need a label for it.
That's called heteroflexible.
There we go. Or pansexual.
Elaborate. It's going to be, anyway, as I was saying, Teasers is a lounge where you basically come in relaxed, have a drink, watch a show, and just have fun and have a good time.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Okay. And this is going to be on all day, every day?
I think what get added this year is a bit more flavor.
Yeah.
Than to previous years.
See, we're going back to this flavor story.
Yes, of course it's flavor.
Yeah.
You know, the same old gets boring.
It does.
Yeah. I think a bit of flavor was added. I think there's a VIP section in the main lounge.
And what's going to happen there?
And I think that what makes a difference to past years is that you actually, the shows has been increased, the lighting has been increased, the entertainment value.
Yeah.
I think the guys are getting a little bit more for their buck here this year.
Okay.
You know, and that's why I tried to make it the biggest yet. And I mean, all the lounges just got a notch up. To you know, increase the quality of entertainment. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the girls and boys are going to be prettier?
I hope so.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, same, yeah.
My goodness. Yeah. Some of them last year were like, oh my God, please leave.
Hey, pretty's different for everyone, hey?
different for different folks.
Definitely don't put Mistress Paige in any kind of committee. Don't put her in the committee. It's going to be her. Yeah. And that's it.
Okay. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah, and she's good with it. It's like, sorry for you.
I'm happy to eat alone.
The noodle?
So tell us about strippers. You. That's what you're here for.
To tell you about strippers.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I can tell you is I'm certainly not a stripper. I actually had a stand-up gag, and one of my gags in stand-up was that I showed everybody my tummy, and I made my tummy talk, and I was talking about Conrad Koch. And I stopped doing that gag because I did it one night at Union Bar and I got this sort of reaction.
You have to see the face. It's like somebody watching his grandmother making love.
What I want to know is when cellulite, and like cellulite on your thighs, went from being, oh, cute, sweetie, to, oh.
Yeah.
So I definitely, I don't think people want to see me strip, which is a pity.
You can make a lot of money,
baby.
We can charge per kilo.
You see what I mean?
That's what I do. I'm a sort of semi-stripper and I charge per kilo. I make a lot of money.
So you got to think about that.
I'll speak to you after the show then.
I think you should.
So the guys who
like, little and in training. Yeah.
Guys who like outsize and big women, do they want to see them dance?
Feeders.
Of course they do.
Yeah, well, the feeders can't see people dance because they can't get off the bed at some stage. So what do? Dangle them like from a crane?
Feast.
Okay, we're going to get very out of hand here.
You think we're going to, or we have?
Well, we have already.
The fact that there's two porn actors waiting to get into the studio, that means that the shit is happening here.
Absolutely.
That, you know, they're waiting in lines. Yeah. Like, who's next? Oh, absolutely. Porn actress. Okay, fine.
Absolutely. Okay. So there's something that you guys all sitting here have to prepare yourselves for because it's happening in 5 minutes' time. Mm. And we might do an extra special version at 11:30 as well.
Mm.
We have a feature on the show called The Real Sex Story. It's a real sex story. Somebody normally phones in or they come in and we record them telling about a real experience.
Yes.
So sometimes it's very gentle and sensual and beautiful and romantic. And sometimes it's a little bit towards the other end of the spectrum. And sometimes it's way over the end of the spectrum. So when we did the nude show three weeks ago, we had 10, 12 nude people up on the roof, which was pretty awesome.
Yum.
And we did... Yeah, where were you?
Working.
Yeah.
Why were you invited?
Hello.
Yeah, working.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah. No, actually, well, you would have actually made it so good. I'm actually very sorry we didn't invite you. Yonita, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I have to compensate you.
It's a bit worrying that we're only invited for sessions where our clothes are on, Jonty. Well, just saying, what are you trying to say about our beautiful bodies?
The Jonty is hot and you're not, basically. Kind of like...
Exactly.
Okay, so here is the deal this morning. Okay, anybody who would like to at any given time take off any amount of clothing, you are more than welcome. There we go. Offers
I've,
on the
I've
table.
Already exposed
are
you paying? Some skin, just
are
saying.
You paying?
Are you paying?
Per kilo. I also charge extra for that. But back to the sex story.
So back to the sex story. So the sex story is a real story. And this morning what we're going to do is we're all going to tell a story together. So this is how it's going to work. I'm going to tell a line or two, and then we're going to go around.
We're not going to do a line or two. We're just going to tell,
tell a line or two of the story.
Oh, we're clarifying.
So that's not sexpo. So it's not sexpo.
And everybody is going to add their own little two cents in. But do it from your perspective. So your perspective means like, what would a pole dancer do at that point in the story? What would a mistress do at that point in the story?
That's where the double fisting.
What would Orion do at that point in the story?
Could there please not just be men in the story, because the lesbian might need to walk out.
Really, there's girl power.
You're going to have your chance.
Oh, great.
Very good. Okay, so what are you doing at Sexpo, Ryan?
Well, quite a
few
things.
Do it without destroying our studio.
Right, well, we're doing quite a few things.
Okay, close to the microphone.
So, we've got a stand there, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're going to be giving away a free masterclass, which is pretty much a full weekend workshop on how to transform your life with women.
Okay.
We're selling quite a few products there. We've got a Master Your First Date audio book, audio CD. We got Tinder Mastery, audio CD. And we've got an Overcoming Your Approach Anxiety audio CD. We're also going to be doing lots of talks at on the Jurek stand about how to master your first date, a lot about body language, a lot about Kino escalation, which is touch, how to touch, how to escalate touch. And there's really a lot of theory behind approaching women correctly, creating good conversation, and most importantly, developing attraction.
Don't talk about your penis.
Hey, this is you know what? You know what the thing is that Sexpo is all about having sex, but there's some guys who can't even meet a woman to have sex.
Okay, so how often does it happen that a girl comes to you and say, okay, let's do a barter, I'll suck your cock and you'll teach me how to, like...
Fuck it, I want more of those clients.
Okay. No, because it might happen. You know, like, I don't know how to hit on guys, but I give amazing blowjobs. So what do I do? Tell me, what do I do?
You know what? Yes, you know what?
I mean to that.
Sorry? You start with that line. No, because the sex. Exactly. Juanita, I want her. That's it. You found yourself a co-host. That's it. I know who's going to be here forever. You're not leaving. You're not. But, you know, some people, like, the sex is fine, but how do you keep, like, hey, what's up? Not taking your clothes off? It's hard for me. Can you explain?
So my question is...
How do you not take your clothes off? Is that the question?
Yes.
Wow. I think you've got a lot of potential suitors out there for you. I'll be honest with you. I don't know many guys that will complain. You know, keep them on. Don't worry.
So
I don't want to
there's an interesting thing, because most guys who try to pick up women, they do it in this most... They couldn't be cheesier if they tried. Yeah. How do you get it into a guy's head to go from not cheesy to something else?
The first thing you need to realize is... a truth that stretches out into not just within humanity, but within nature itself. And that is that people want what they can't have. And it's a sad, unfortunate truth, but it is true. And it stretches out into nature, whereby there's something called the cat string theory, whereby if you're playing with a kitten and you've got a piece of wool dangling it above the kitten will jump up and try to bite the wool for hours. But the second you drop it, the kitten will walk up to it, sniff it, and walk away. So the fact is that women, on average, a hot woman is approached about 80 times in a month. Okay, yeah. This is an average, yeah. And ultimately, she has to filter out the bullshit. She has to. Mm-hmm. She cannot give her time and attention to every single guy out there. So how does she do that? Well, she filters out the generic. And what I mean by the generic, I mean the guys that approach her with what we call generic openers. Like, hey, how you doing? Or, hey, can I buy you a drink? In fact, I'm going to ask the ladies here. If a guy comes up to you and says, hey, can I buy you a drink? What does that mean?
Fuck off.
He means that he wants to have sex. Basically.
Exactly. Yeah. So ultimately, okay. you're literally laying your cards out on the table, but you just don't have enough balls to say that. So we advise guys, and I can't go into too much detail, but we advise guys to go round the back, okay?
And no.
That's where the double fisting
comes. Yeah, I knew it was coming. I knew that was coming.
There we go. So, no, but yeah, you've put your hand up for everything everybody has said this morning.
Yeah.
And as soon as somebody mentions anything anal, you say no. What is your prejudice against anal stimulation?
I've done it before, and I was like, oh, you're in here. This is the fucking seer.
Okay, so you obviously need some lessons, and whatever you're doing with it, obviously need some lessons.
Absolutely, I'm open for anything. Like tomorrow knows, I'm open for everything. Okay,
so let's see how open you are now. Because
I'm not taking off my clothes. Not.
You can watch porn, or you can just listen to the real sex stories.
So here we go. And I think after the real sex story, Mistress Paige has to pick somebody in here to spank that we're going to periscope.
Oh my God. Yes. No, I actually think that you need to try a few of your lines on Mistress Paige. If it works, I'm buying everything from you and I'm going to start distributing.
If it doesn't work, you get a spanking.
I have a question or challenge for Ryan.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, are you teaching guys to be their authentic self? Or are you telling guys to go up to girls with bullshit lines?
That's a good question.
We don't believe in pickup lines. So let's just get that straight, okay? Pickup lines are cheesy, they are weak, and women don't respond to them well. What we do assist with is we give a guy a certain style of opener, okay? We never tell them what to say, but we give them a strategy, a style of opener to approach a woman in such a way that doesn't display too much interest. We then also give them certain techniques and tools to develop attraction, because believe it or not, attraction is something that can be developed, okay? It's not necessarily a choice. You can't decide whether you're attracted to someone. It's an emotion. It's a feeling that's evoked. And there are certain, once you understand how attraction works, you can then start developing attraction with women that you meet. So coming back to the central question, is it about being your authentic self? Well, I'm going to challenge that back and say, if a guy is in a bar and he's standing in the corner of the room the whole night looking at women but unable to approach, well, then that authentic self is not his best self. And so ultimately, some guys need to come on a course like this so that they can not just gain the tools and techniques, but overcome their approach anxiety, overcome their fear of rejection, and actually start approaching the woman that they desire. Otherwise, how are they ever going to meet someone?
Otherwise, it's creepy just sitting there and sitting there.
Okay, so we are doing this again because we have been derailed, and then we are telling the story.
Okay, people, focus.
You can watch porn, or you can just listen to the real sex stories.
So I was walking along the aisles at Sexpo, and I saw this pole, and I saw this absolutely gorgeous girl on the pole, and she was just so beautiful and hot.
That's how every good story starts. So I approached her. All these porn actresses just distracting me. So I approached her and immediately kneeled in front of her and put my hands up her thighs to feel the warmth.
She was looking down at me, and I could see that she wanted me to move my hands up a little bit more.
I grab my bottle of lube that's close to me and slowly start rubbing up her thighs until I reach her yoni.
Come on.
I don't do this part very well. The lube. Are we at the lube now? The lube. Anyway, I took some lube and went further up to the boobs and started rubbing the nipples.
You missed the middle completely.
So this is not the point where I take out my credit card.
This is the point, however, where I take my 9-inch stilettos and I firmly plant it on your inner thigh, because pole dancers don't like lube on their poles. Oh, that's fucking true.
And if you put your nine inch heels on me, I'm going to bend you over and spank your ass.
So, feeling exceptionally awkward, I take a step back from the pole dancer and tell her a joke.
That's so sexy.
Only to realize that she's actually a man.
That's fantastic, guys. You know, when we started the show, one of my intentions was always to do almost like kind of a round table thing. That was one of my first ideas for this. And that's what we're doing this morning, which is so cool.
You're living the dream. Here.
Absolutely. So it's awesome. Very, very cool indeed. Okay. Yeah. So that was an interesting story. It was a very entertaining story. It wasn't a very sexy story, but it was a lot of fun. So thank you, guys. That was very cool. Annie and Paul, thank you so much, because I know you guys are busy and you got so much to do. So we will see you next week.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay. You wanted to ask for more people. You want strippers? You want dancers? No? You still got enough?
Showstoppers is still looking for some lesbians, drag artists, gay performers, even any male or female strippers out there. There's still space for all of you.
Awesome. Where,
I'm signing up per the kilo.
Annie, you can call me the whole day today on the following number, 011-807-8722. Annie. I will be there till approximately 9 o'clock tonight.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. Awesome. And thank you guys for coming this morning.
Thanks, don't forget. Daniel. Pleasure, pleasure. Don't forget to come and see us at Teasers, Tease Hers, and Showstoppers.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
By the way, we got a little response from a listener. Says, why do girl things that every time that you want to buy them a drink, you want to take them to bed? It's not right. So, Z, I hear you. We're listening. Maybe you have... You just want to talk, but you know
that's never been the case.
We love you for being so gentle.
Yeah. Sometimes you can just see that she's thirsty, you know.
Yeah, she's. It's been a long day.
Oh, it's been a long day. Yeah, you can see she's dehydrated
completely.
Okay,
feel her tongue.
Okay, so Annie's making all these funny. She wants cards.
Credit cards, guys. Just take out the credit cards. She'll take them anyway. Yeah. So
she only takes platinum and I.
Yeah. Just exactly. And by the way, you'll be sorted. Absolutely. She really owns half of Sexpo.
Can I tell you a story about what happened to me this week?
Yes, but before we do that, we're going to say happy birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday! Really? Is that
a real celebration? And now she's going to get a little spanking just for the just one.
How old is she turning today?
22.
22.
Guess what she said?
Yes, 22. Alicia's 22. Very soon you can care.
Yes, 11 aside.
Okay.
Where did you get me?
Come bend over,
okay,
Alicia.
Okay, so this is going to be periscoped on where?
Okay, so go to my Twitter page, Lisa the Lesbian.
So go to Lisa the Lesbian.
And you will find the link. And we're going to get Cliff Central to retweet it in a second. So, Dunk, can you get the guys in there to retweet? Fantastic.
Okay.
Okay. So only one, eh? Mistress Page, please.
Yes.
Please.
Mistress Page, do not take it easy on her.
No. Guys, remember last time we had guests. They got spanked. They ran away back to Israel. Please. Be gentle. You said you can be gentle.
No, that face that he gave me was he enjoyed himself a lot.
I see.
As much as what you did.
No, I don't deny that I enjoyed it, but yeah. Okay, are we going to do it now?
Yeah, you're on Periscope. We are going to do it right now.
All right, with the flowers.
Must I hold my flowers while I'm getting sick?
Yes.
That's it.
Drink your champagne.
Bend over and you put your nose in the flowers.
The champagne.
Have you heard that before? Hold my flowers.
The champagne is flower
while I get bent over. There we go. Ryan, you got to put that on the list. That's a great new line.
Great opening.
Hold my flower and bend.
My little rose bud would never be the same again.
And hold me.
Okay, so this is getting kind of interesting-ish. So lots of cameras, and Alicia has bent over. So this is like getting kind of ready for the Rugby World Cup. This is like the opening ceremonies here. So Tamar is there for support, and I hope that you're all watching this on Twitter. Go to Lisa the Lesbian, and you will see it all. Because somebody, Alicia, is about to get spanked. So, there we go. One, two. three. There we go.
Oh, is that it? Another one.
Now she likes it. Now we're heading for trouble because there's another one. Well,
oh God. No, that was nice. That was
I love how her eyes light up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Listen, are we going to sit and do this all day? Because it's starting to get a little bit boring, actually. There we go. Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. That was quite.
And that's why we brought champagne.
That's it. So two gorgeous people, one of my favorite people, they just walked into the studio. Thank you. So you got to give them the microphone so they can say hi.
Get up close and personal.
It's like giving a blowjob. Be very close.
Yeah, I know that you're
lesbian.
I know that
you're Trinity. No. How are you? Trinity the star.
Trinity the star. And who is with you?
This is the amazing, legendary Derek Soul.
Derek, what makes you so legendary?
He likes BDSM, that we know.
One of the things.
Okay, so Derek is also going to get a spanking just now that we all periscope.
No problem.
With no clothes on, Derek.
Bare bottom.
Okay. All right.
Okay, there we go. That was easy. Some people are just such natural sluts, aren't they?
Are you talking about me
the
again?
That's Derek.
Okay, Derek.
So people on Periscope are saying that that would be illegal in some countries, which we just did.
Illegal?
Well,
you do it in every school, no?
Thank goodness it's not here. Okay. Why are you guys here, besides the fact that I told you to be here?
They don't know.
Silence.
Hey. No.
What are you doing at Sexpo?
Oh, my God.
We're going to...
Anybody who holds...
Yeah, somebody...
Let me put it in Afrikaans. Ons gaan maak of ons mal is, en ons gaan doen alles.
Okay, now we need to be a little bit more specific.
What?
We have listeners around. No. We have listeners around the world, and 10% of our listeners are in
Australia.
Australia.
But we have one stupid Israeli also. What the fuck did you just... What do you want? Atlas, what...
Tomorrow, stop looking so fucking sexy, man.
I've tried telling her that many, many, many times.
Okay,
just
back to you. So what do you do?
So what do you guys do?
Well, we are exotic dancers and porn stars.
Oh, wow. Just like that. Just like that.
It's so
just
simple. Like yeah. We're just porn
let's
stars.
Clap.
I mean,
let's clap
you.
South African
yes.
porn stars. There we go. Yeah. You see, that's an industry. That's pioneer.
It.
That's entrepreneurs.
That's how many movies have you made?
I have made one.
I've made more than that.
Eight movies.
Mind the fact that he's SA's first male porn star.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm. So what makes you a porn star, Derek? What are the attributes you have that make you a porn star?
And can you show us?
Right.
Yes.
Yes, let's periscope a real life
so Derek,
porn
scene. Talk
yeah.
By the way, that's
going to
be in Sexpo,
right. The fact that I can count down from 10 to my orgasm.
Yeah.
So the directors love that. I can warn them when it's coming.
That's an amazing skill.
No pun
that's my dinner for two.
Okay, here we go. 10, 9, 8.
Lisa,
does it work that way?
Lisa, Gail
well, you know, there is a phenomenal, fascinating thing called an energy orgasm that you can actually make yourself come almost on cue 100%. By moving energy through your body.
100%.
So there there is an amazing old porn star called Ron Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And you got to watch Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy did this live on Playboy TV. So, Derek, this is cliffcentral.com.
Ten,
here we go.
9, 8.
Yes.
I'm just going to keep doing it until you come.
Can
I'm not good at making men come because I've never really tried. So, here we go. My first opportunity. Always a first on Cliff Central. Hey?
Okay. Derek, how big is it?
What? The penis?
Well,
the
no,
penis.
Not
compared
his.
To the mind.
I'm asking about his personality.
We want to compare
his personality.
This.
We're not concerned with his personality.
Well, you weren't looking at his personality.
Can we please compare it to the mic?
Okay, how big is it compared to the mic?
Are we talking about the head or the...
Not the head. Cucumber?
Do we have to undo the duct tape?
Can we just see?
It's the girth. Nah, not that big.
Okay. And the length?
Length?
I love honest men.
More or less.
More or less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's two hands and a little bit.
Yeah.
I like that.
Pass the test. Yes. Pass.
Okay, so Duncan's suggestion is nice, let Tamar feel it. Well.
Let Tamar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh my. Okay, whoa. We have to periscope this.
No, we're not periscoping.
We are periscoping this.
Is this actually Duncan's fantasy coming to life?
Can I choose somebody to do it with me? Because quite frankly, there is a woman right here in this
studio. Stop pointing at me.
Okay, don't want to share. I was nice. Dinner for two, eh?
But you were the one who said dinner for three.
I did.
Let's make it a dinner for fucking four.
So this is like hors d'oeuvres for three. It's like a mezze platter.
Okay, we are live on Periscope again. Periscoping the ladies, feeling up the porn
Periscope
star.
Periscope the feeling up the porn
OMG.
Star.
OMG. I'm taking photos. Holy shit. There's my phone. No,
so, this is live on Periscope.
Are you like actually taking it out?
And his pants are actually being undone. And this is actually getting like really serious. Because if you thought we could go to jail for what we did before, this is a whole different world.
That's the
very
nice.
Wow.
I like it. We'll talk later.
Okay.
And so he's blushing.
Do we get to fill up?
I'm going to wash this hand.
Okay, but do we get to fill up Trinity as well now? It doesn't seem fair that only the male star gets filled up.
Absolutely
I'm just
fair.
Saying.
Absolutely yes. fair.
I'm also a star.
Absolutely
I
fair.
I also want to be filled up.
Dunk, I don't think anybody wants to feel you. I'm sorry, but I think that's just the way it is today. That's all. We love you dearly.
Duncan, you did it yesterday. What do you want?
Duncan, you have too many illegitimate children out there. Focus on that right now.
Touch your own children.
Derek, what are you going to be doing at Sexpo?
We're going to be promoting some of our new porn movies there that we've recently shot. We're doing some shows, themed shows.
Okay.
There will be some softcore BDSM.
Yeah.
That I'll be involved on. Yeah.
Okay, so
I've got a question for the actors, because I myself am an actor as well. Whoa. I want to know what sort of acting training goes into porn movies, or is none of it acting? Is it all
the South African porn industry is not? It's not like the American porn industry where you'll get 4 hours of straight hardcore
banging.
Mm-hmm. It's we try to do it like the old school, you know, the golden era of porn, where there's still a little bit of a storyline in there.
And is it character porn?
No.
Is it character porn? So it's like, oh doctor, yeah, I need my breath check.
I don't know why Miss Page sounds like a
where
donkey.
Where did you see this porn? Oh doctor, I'm
tell
here for my memographic.
Absolutely.
I've got my doctorate degree. Can I try?
What did you watch?
And I watched the deleted scenes.
Yeah.
And it turns out that he did actually fix the washing machine. It's very disappointing.
That's so hard.
You know, a while ago there was a big rush of American producers who wanted to come and make porn in South Africa, and I heard this wonderful story. Like all stories, there might be a little bit of truth in it, and maybe there's a whole lot, and maybe there's nothing. This was all in Cape Town, and all these South African guys wanted to go be in the movie. So they all line up, like 30, 40 guys go to this audition in Cape Town. How many could get an erection in front of the camera?
None.
Five.
Sure.
Wow.
Out of that whole group.
Anxiety.
That's it. So how hard is that for you? Was it ever an issue for you?
Because we like it
How hard
this is why my producers love me so much, is I basically prize. And
occasion.
Most of the guys, it's not the getting it up that's the problem. It's keeping it up. And the money shot. So most of the time, they'll have one or two guys. They'll have one or two guys like me that when the guys have performance anxieties and stuff like that, then you finish off their money shots.
Okay. So you're just kind of, you know.
So you're a stunt double.
Does he have to have the same cost?
He's a cum
same
double.
Size,
he's not a stunt double. He's a cum double.
Ryan, that's a masterclass, eh? Not only tooth and a girl. Now you have to keep it up.
You know, level three.
You know what's very cool about this, though? What's very cool is that women are so objectified. And this is the absolute ultimate objectification of men.
Keep
it's
it
fantastic.
Up. Keep it up. Keep it up.
I also want to know.
10, 9.
What are you thinking? What's going through your mind? Are you going, keep it up, keep it up? Or what are you thinking?
He's thinking about that Steers burger you had last night. So delicious.
What you're thinking is about not hurting your co-star.
Because it's so big.
Not killing her with that
respecting,
epic
respecting your co-star, that's important. And basically making sure that all the right parts show to the camera. It's not like a bedroom where you can just roll around. Mm. Yeah. It's actually very difficult.
So are you feeling a lot of pressure or are you totally zen?
No, you have to be zen. If you're feeling pressure, it's going to come out.
Mm. Literally. It's going to come out.
We got a very interesting message from Rolf. And Rolf, we have to ask you to explain the message.
Great. Okay, there we go. And that's the message it. Is...
The message is, Kasi ek wach vir jou.
I think he's waiting for Casper the Fries.
Okay.
That's so cute.
Because Casper, as far as I know, is going to be back next week. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes, he is back next week. And then, yeah, the show will continue.
That's it. Yeah. Okay.
That's so why that's actually we brought Alicia, just to say that. Thank you, Alicia. Have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
Can I go now? Happy birthday. To see you.
Bugger off. Thank you very much. That was cool. It was nice to see you.
I have to jump in here because first of all, I've never met South African porn stars. And as a film director, producer, I have received calls before from people who wanted to make film pornos. Uh-huh. So it's interesting to finally meet South African porn stars. So welcome. Second of all,
to the world.
Welcome to the world.
Welcome
please
to
grow
you.
The industry. Yeah. And second thing is, one of my favorite nicknames for girls that I meet and like is I like to call them fluffer. Okay. Oh, I like them to call them a little fluffer.
Offensive.
And they never know what that means until they Google it.
The ladies together. And then I stay single. You're single, right? You're fluffer.
Hey, you?
Oops, sorry, too far.
Ryan, again, I think we're going to get along really well. Yeah. But I'm not an example. So if you wanted to have a relationship... No, what's going on?
No. Trust me, I'm not interested. Okay. But you got a great face for radio. what I wanted to ask you is, do you have fluffers in South Africa? Do you get that privilege?
What is a fluffer?
What is a fluffer? Alicia, you film. Okay, right, Googling as we speak.
I'll explain what a fluffer is.
Go.
A person in the adult entertainment industry whose job it is to give male porn stars blowjob in order to get them ready to perform. There we go.
Wow. Well,
thank you very much, Urban Dictionary.
In the olden days, in the American porn and European porn, there were fluffers because male sex toys weren't around, pulls weren't around. Mm. But in South Africa, if you call somebody a fluffer, you're going to get a fluffing backhand.
Right. Just like Ryan got.
Okay, so we have all kinds of tricks and trades that we use. Like, we have herbal pulls and creams and pumps and all kinds of... So we fluff ourselves. I think we're big and ugly enough to fluff ourselves.
So, you know, that's my kind of joke at the moment, is how you have your own threesome. Your left hand and your right hand, and you've got your own little threesome. Mm.
That is sad.
And it makes me smile.
I'm glad it makes you smile. Because just imagine
see, sex. Ryan likes my joke.
Ryan,
it's a little bit
know.
Sad.
My little bit.
So I have a question for Trinity. Trinity,
yeah.
So we've heard a lot about what needs to be done to a man. Now, do you need to be prepared for your show? Is it just... Because, I mean...
Whack on some lube.
Yeah, because, I mean, women can obviously fake it easier than men can. Because, I mean, it's either upwards down. So, I mean, come on, tell me.
Lisa, really?
Yes.
Come on, man. No, actually, let me tell you, actually, no. Me as a newbie in the porn industry, fuck, man, what an experience. Let me tell you, it's so the girls, you know, it's so easy for them. It's actually quite easier for us than for what it is for the guys. Because what do? We just, open your legs towards the camera, do what you need to do, switch position.
Yeah, but here's the irritating
really,
thing.
Really, like,
to
women
me.
Don't really. Fluffers don't exist for women.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. When you watch lesbian porn, it's, excuse my French, fuck ugly. It really is.
But haven't you realized that it's all a fantasy yet?
No,
it's not
but
real.
It's not sexy to see fake orgasms on TV. I want to see a real orgasm when I watch lesbian porn. I want to see that beauty, that intimacy. And you see it in heterosexual porn. You can see it. There's a connection. But in the porn that they do for lesbians, I don't see it.
Maybe you're watching the wrong things. You should pay for your porn.
You need to make a policy. You should pay for what?
Your porn.
For your porn. Yeah. Stop that free streaming. Yeah. Okay. I think Lisa just solved all her problems.
There we go.
Go back to you, Trinity. So basically, we know that you are a person that really, really, really enjoys sex. We know it. We know it. Somehow we know it. But
I'm a nympho.
You are. And that's the beauty. But let's talk about, this is a profession. It is a profession, and you need, you know, you're not always wet, you know, and you need to make hours and hours of scenes. What do you do?
Hours and hours of scenes.
Well, honey, you know, when you shoot a movie, it can be 10 hours.
And it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah,
and
I haven't really gotten that far yet.
Okay. Well, we'll discuss with this, with a homosexual porn star, and he told us that sometimes there's days because you have to save for the studio and stuff when there's, you know, not huge budget and you have to save. So they do 10 hours shooting.
No, of course.
So I'm just asking, do you use anything? Is it something to make it happier? Do you put cartoons? Do you have chocolate next to your bed? Like, what
do
you do to make
your fantasies?
Of
cartoons.
Course, yeah.
I'm just checking.
Okay. I'm always getting off by Mickey Mouse. No, but seriously, like, is there anything that makes you happier? Something that makes you be more professional? Just kind of secrets, tips. Tell us. I also want
to
be a porn star.
I haven't really gotten to the to the section of where we shoot for like 10 hours straight.
We can work on that.
Okay, so we got a very interesting question from Sally that we're going to ask and answer. And then we're going to find out who wants to feel up Trinity for Periscope. Okay, there we go. So we've got two volunteers.
What are you going to do?
Feel up Trinity.
So, Yanita and Ryan are going to feel up Trinity for Periscope.
Ooh, let's go back to the adult shop.
What about Lisa? Okay, so she also needs to get into the action. I'm periscoping this whole thing.
I'm fucking older.
So first is Sally's question.
That's what she
said. Sally's question for our porn star is, how can I make my man go for longer? Now, we teach this to a lot of men. It's one of the most successful things that we teach. But let's hear what you have to say.
For some guys, look, it depends on age.
Sally, first question is, how old is he?
Like, when I was 18, I could go for 8-9 hours straight, no breaks, no whatever. But as I grew older... As I grew older, it became a little bit harder to compete with the youngest.
You're talking bullshit.
Bullshit.
Show us.
Oh my god. Girls.
Look, it's healthy eating. Cardio.
That's a tip for all men.
Sorry to say this, but if you're not practicing your muscle, it's not gonna.
It's the daily activity. Like,
I don't know if. A girl will have a Kegel muscle.
Yeah, okay.
Let you guys clinch,
Kegel's
right?
Exercise.
I'm doing it right now.
All right. Okay.
I see that focus.
Now, we guys, our prostates in the bum. So the more you clench your bum when you have a hard-on, the more you clench the bladder off.
Okay. Right? Now, I'm going to refute that. So carry on. That's fine. Carry on.
You can go right until climax. Yeah. Just before you climax, you clench off. You slow down.
Mm-hmm.
The more you do that, the number your penis will get. The harder it becomes to climax then at the end of the day.
Okay, so I'm going to refute that because you're half right. Okay, so Sally, the simple truth, stop, breathe, relax. The secret is in relaxation, not in the contraction. Okay, because almost every program that you'll find and buy on the internet will teach you all of these amazing exercises of how to strengthen your pelvic floor muscles using contraction. And the Taoists have this wonderful thing called cock kung fu. So cock kung fu, you get an erection, and then you start out and you put a little kind of a face cloth over, and then you do contractions. And when you can do however many repetitions, like reps, like you do in the gym, you know, three sets of eight this morning with my face cloth, then you wet the face cloth because that makes it heavier, and then you go to a hand towel. You know, and then you go to a bath sheet. And when you can lift the bath sheet, you got it.
Then you go to weights. 1 kilogram, 2 kilogram. There you go.
Don't joke, because that's part of it. But the simple truth is you have much greater control in the relaxation, not in the contraction. Because if you do pelvic floor muscles exercise, for most guys, you have to be disciplined enough to do them every single day for a minimum of a year. And fair chance, you're still not going to get there. The more you can relax your muscles and the deeper you can breathe, the greater control you have, because breath moves energy in your body. So when you relax, all that energy you've built up in your pelvis spreads throughout your body. So it moves away from your pelvis. And that's where the real power is.
Or we can just think of dead bleeding bunnies.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Or grandmothers.
Okay. So
Donovan.
So it's time for some Periscope first, and then we're going to ask an actual South African producer of what this industry is like in South Africa. So, periscoping on whatever it is we are periscoping on.
What is it? Are we periscoping?
We are periscoping Janita and Ryan feeling up Trinity.
Feeling up Trinity. To feel the size of her penis?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, to feel the size of her penis.
Okay, legs up in the air. There we go. She's ready.
I see there's going to be spanking involved.
There is definitely going to
be. Do you want to go first or do you want to share? I'm confused.
Okay.
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 Dinner for three, remember?
There we go. So this is on Periscope.
You're not going to need your headphones for this, Ryan. I don't know if you've done this before. Just letting you know.
I'm going to explain also to our listeners that there's going to be some porn in Sexpo this year. So Trinity and Derek are actually going to be porn actor and actress that's going to do some really cool porn stuff in Sexpo and actually even directing according to your own theme porn.
Okay, so are we ready for this?
One, two, three, go.
Come on, let's go.
Dive in,
do it gently, do it quickly.
Yes. Ooh, yeah, sexy. They're opening her legs.
Okay.
What are we feeling?
Sure. Like, they've got, like, her. Like, her legs are open, like, everywhere. Ooh. Oh my God. People are kissing her. Yes.
Come on, do some pole dancing. Juanita is teaching her a little bit about stretching. There's two gorgeous girls stretching their legs. Oh my God. Okay.
Wow. He's just sitting there. He's not doing anything.
But you know what?
I'm going to give him some
space. He's overwhelmed. He's scared.
Tamar, I'm sure.
Go,
Just now.
Do that again, please. I didn't see.
No, they didn't.
Like what you just did. Do that up in the. Oh, la la. Just look at that. My word.
I must say, Trinity is very flexible. She's.
I can see.
You can see she's very small. She has a small pelvis.
Yeah.
But. Very, very tiny it's one, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. Who wants to see me do that? And she's so hot. Like, you're so hot. You're, like, really pretty.
You so are very pretty.
Like, you are so fucking hot and, like, pretty as well. And, like, nice personality. And, like, she's, like, the total package.
I have
she?
A question.
And she's wearing, like, pink underwear. It's hot.
I really have a question for Trinity.
She doesn't wear underwear
at all. We know that. We know that.
Trinity, what is the most hardcore scene you've been in? I really want to know.
Oh, God.
I must be honest, not in a porn movie, but in my own bedroom.
Ooh. Ah, there we go.
Tell us about it, Trinity.
Tell us.
Make it a sexy, an extra sexy, real sex story.
Lisa. Lisa's right there next to you, like Lisa. In the porn.
So
like
tell
in
us the scene.
Be like in the sex shop.
Be as explicit as
Derek,
you like.
Derek, would you like to come and join me in on this story?
No.
Derek was there.
Derek has no idea what Trinity is talking about. No idea. Okay, so just kind of like,
Let's hear the story.
When I snapped it.
when he snapped it. Then it broke.
You snapped it or you slapped it?
And he was off work for 6 months.
No.
That's certain body parts you can't put in a cock.
Are you insuring your cock?
Derek, I'm sure your story of your injury.
Okay, Trinity,
cut to the chase. Let's hear the story of the injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell the story,
well,
come.
It's been a long week. Yeah. And Trinity, well, she was hungry, I suppose. She hasn't had for a while. And
like
I ended
3 days,
up,
wow.
I ended up getting locked in a room with her.
Oh, no.
And I got scared, actually.
Sure. That sounds... Did you have marks after?
What's that sound? She's a man.
She basically...
Don't you until it broke.
We went for about 6 hours or so.
6 hours.
And when I pulled it out, it was...
Broken.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like you'll sprain your ankle.
When
it was, blue and purple and the rim of the head, the skin was coming off.
I want to clap for that.
It was bleeding.
Wow. Let's go do it till perfection.
Okay, so let's have a little chat with Donovan, and then I think it's time for Derek to get spanking.
I also think so.
I think so. That we will periscope. Well, that's between you and Derek.
Well, you had a broken cock. What do you think?
So what do you think that's worth?
Okay. He's getting all
Donovan,
the pain.
Close to the mic, please. So it's really cool that you guys came. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks for having us.
You've got to sit really close to the mic.
Cool.
What's the South African porn industry like?
Look, it's tiny compared to the rest of the world. Yeah. We've only, actually, the first proper porn was only shot in 1992 in South Africa.
Wow.
With American porn stars coming here Joe Tron, he was the guy that still initiated it. And yeah, from there, we've had one or two other guys try, and I've just been trying to wave the flag from there.
Well, we're so proud that you're waving the flag. Absolutely. Cool. How many movies are you making? How often are you shooting?
We don't shoot as many as I would like to because of budget restraints. But I've been commissioned by a company, Sexy For Me, to produce quite a bit now. So we are shooting on probably once a month, I would say, a movie a month at this point.
And are people watching South African porn?
Yes, they are watching South African porn. Although the sales of DVDs in general have declined, not only on porn, but on movies or anything else.
Yeah, because it's all on the internet.
Everything's going online now, correct.
But even online, are people watching the South African
People are
stuff?
Watching and enjoying it. I mean, it's different.
Are you open to suggestions?
I'm always open to suggestions.
All right, so we need to work on the storylines.
Yes.
Just use that completely, because I get so tired of fast-forwarding to the
I do agree.
Then background music. And just get
classy
to
porn.
This is the new tendency, by the way, is moving away from the storylines and just amateur porn, as they call it.
I saw some amazing stuff a long time ago, and I think it was about a guy called Andrew Blake.
Yes.
That was quite nice.
And that was amazing. It was incredibly classy and such eroticism, because what they did with bodies was amazing. Just these incredible journeys through a body. Showing the skin, showing the outline of, but a whole body, not focusing just on genitals. The most amazing, amazing thing. Because we've always spoken about the lack of sensuality in porn.
In porn.
That it needs to be much more erotic.
Again, you have to understand the different strokes.
Absolutely.
You know, some people want to see some nasty shit. And
absolutely.
And some people want to see erotic, classy stuff. Yeah. So
absolutely.
You've got to cater for everyone.
Absolutely.
That
okay.
doesn't gel in the same sentence.
No, it doesn't.
Cater.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we need a periscope, a spanking, and then we need to find out what you are doing at Sexpo. Because you're here this morning for a purpose beyond just your spanking skills, which are wonderful.
Okay.
We're
going to say goodbye to Alicia.
It's time. Oh, are you leaving
us? Yeah, she has a birthday, but she needs to go back to work.
Well, it was so cool to see you. Thank you so much for coming.
No, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really missed you guys.
Are you still stinging?
I'll see you when I get back from holiday. Yeah, and then we should do something, you know.
Okay, well, that opens the door to lots of possibilities.
you just told the Sex Talk show we should do something.
That's the wrong thing to say.
I'm just saying.
No. Okay, bye.
Okay, so we need some trousers off, please.
Oh, my God. That's how you pick up.
So this is going
out.
On Periscope. Phones out and ready. Pants are off and coming down. So
Derek
this is like
did
a
not
South
see
African
that
male.
Coming. Just
well,
did not
nobody
see that coming.
Does. Nobody. And what a bum.
Okay, wait. I'm getting Periscope ready.
Okay, Periscope is everything is being prepared. And everybody outside is coming to watch Derek get a spanking.
Oh, God.
Are we ready?
Oh, my God.
We are going to do six spanks.
Mistress Paige, can I ask you just to start slowly? Thank you. He has the most gorgeous bum. Slowly. Oh, God.
There we go. Three.
I feel facial expressions. He is actually smiling. He loves it. Wait for it. What about the tingling? Mistress Paige used to tickle.
Six. Now we tickle and
oh, now she's rubbing against.
Derek, how did that feel?
Be brave and take one off.
How did that feel?
It felt
come close
it
to
felt
the microphone.
Like?
Close to the microphone.
It felt like more.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what are you doing at Sexpo?
Well, besides our normal shop and open area play area, we stand number 63, different strokes. We are doing 5 shows a day in the Red Light Rio Lounge.
What does that mean?
We're doing sort of like more extreme BDSM shows within the Red Light Rio Lounge, which is a lounge. It's an additional paid for ticket that people need to pay to get into.
Okay.
And there are various shows ranging from, I think it's strip shows, webcams. We've got the BDSM stuff happening. And there's a whole, they literally shows back to back the whole day for 4 days. We then have two mobile rigs that are going to be pulled through the show. The one is a suspension rig where the public are, they can ask our riggers to rig them up and feel what it's like to be tied to a suspension rig.
Just with rope, that is.
Just with rope. Okay. And then we have in quotes, a sacrificial totem pole, because the theme for Sexpo this year is Rio Carnival.
So anybody wants to be a little sacrificial virgin
can
come along. And
our riggers will tie them to this totem pole, and you can have your little picture taken and experience what it's like to be tied up. We're also doing workshops in the Jurex Lounge. What is BDSM versus abuse? You know, how to get your kink on with your partner in the bedroom. You know, how to introduce it into your bedroom with your partner who's a little bit maybe nervous and skeptical about the whole idea. And we're selling lots of goodies and kits and lucky packets, and it's just, we're going to be all over the show. So it's going to be awesome.
Okay. So now I'm going to explain to you why I think this is so important, what you're doing there, because so many people watch this horrendous movie called
50 Shades of Cuck.
Right.
Yeah.
And went out and all of a sudden go to the hardware shop or to the sex shop.
Cable
or,
ties.
Yeah.
Duct tape.
And figure, now I know how to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And you can have so much fun. You can have so much pleasure. It can be the most amazing possibility of exploration and growth and experience. But you have to know what you are doing.
Yes. It's all about safety. It's all about education. And also we're there to debunk the myths that people have about BDSM, thinking that we're weird fuckers.
Well,
that
we're perverted. But we love that and we're happy.
Yeah, but we're not. But we're not, you know, I mean, the majority of us are not psychopaths and sociopaths. And, you know, it's just we want an adrenaline high. We do it for various reasons, not the reasons that the general population think are the reasons why we get into BDSM.
I'm so glad you clarified that for me. Yeah. Thank you.
Because one of the things that we talk about a lot in conscious sexuality is using experiences like this. And so many of the fetish experiences have the most amazing healing and growth possibilities. Yeah.
Because all that it does is actually bring more awareness.
Yeah.
A different kind of awareness. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And good sex and conscious sex is about awareness.
Yeah, and it allows you to go to very different places within yourself.
And what I've seen with couples, I mean, we've had a lot of experiences. This is the fifth sex bar I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I think it was the second one. We had a couple that walked into our stand, out of our stand, into our stand, out of our stand. They were there the whole day. Finally, they came into our stand and said, you know, we need to tell you something. We're on the verge of divorce. My husband and I have been talking through the show, and we've just realized that he likes to be spanked, and I wouldn't mind spanking him. So we gave them on-the-spot training. We sold them sort of, you know, a starter kit to get them going. 3 months later, I got an email from them saying, you saved our marriage. Mm. Because it brought them together. It opened up the lines of communication, and it brought them together. And, yeah, so that's why we're there at Sexpo.
Mm. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Where can people get more information from you if they want?
They can email Miss Page. That's M-I-S-S Page, P-A-I-G-E, at differentstrokes.co.za. They can also go onto our website, www.differentstrokes.co.za, or the Sexpo website, www.sexpo.co.za.
Awesome.
John, do you get a bit excited there with the flogger? Eh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I want to be flogged by that little one.
There you go.
Such a wuss.
There you go.
The little
and
one.
And she's proud.
There you go.
And
there
she's
you
proud.
Go.
No, you're not going to even feel this on your tucker.
Do it. Yeah. Do it hard. I'm ready.
Okay.
Do it hard with a stuffed purple fluffer.
Okay.
So we have to say goodbye to Lisa.
Goodbye, everybody. I'm sorry. I got to leave you.
Oh, that's so sad. Lisa, don't worry. I'll take pictures and I'll spank you later.
Thank you. Just
okay. I saw a breast there for a moment.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't help myself.
What happened with the breast?
I saw a breast starting to come out. Okay, but that's the point of this. It's very gentle. So it is for boobs and pussies and cocks and things. It's not for pain.
It feels really nice.
Oh, you see, this is what happens.
Taught me well.
You see, now
this
I'm
is what
converted.
Happens. You see, somebody says, and then they have one little, and something wakes up
And what's
inside.
The rule? You always have to try everything at least three times, just to make sure that you like it or you don't. Three times.
So what are you doing at Sexpo?
For a change.
Just for something different.
Too hard. I'm running the pole dancing competition in conjunction with Sexpo this year.
Okay, come right close.
So what we are doing is I've decided that I'm so tired of pole dancing becoming so fitness orientated and Olympic sport, and you have to be able to put your own leg behind your head to be able to compete.
So why can it just be for sluts?
Just a little bit further.
Just bring it back to the sluts.
I wanted to bring back the sexy and the sensual and the show and the costumes and focusing on the art of pole dancing. So that's what the competition is about. So my studio, Basic Instincts, in conjunction with Sexpo, and that's what we will be doing. We have semifinals on Thursday and Friday, finals on Saturday.
Going to be amateur as well.
It's any level.
So anybody
can
come in and audition for the competition.
The prize money is 20,000 rand in cash. Wow. One winner only.
That's
the
nice.
Performers are judged on their performance and costumes, the artistic side of pole dancing, like it was intended to be.
Masturbation on a pole dance count.
We just would like maybe I can refrain from masturbating with the pole on on stage. That's
so
a completely different
it
show.
Too sticky for the next dancer.
You're right, but I thought that's my chance.
Focus.
Yeah, you're right.
But I won't disqualify you if you accidentally have a feel on stage.
Okay.
It is Sexpo after all. And then we have just a showcase on Sunday. So promoting the sensual art of pole dancing.
Do men ever come to classes?
Men come to private classes because men can't come to group classes and make eye contact with each other because that's awkward for all of us.
Absolutely.
So men come for private classes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But, and the guys are actually very good at pole dancing.
Yeah, because there's a lot of strength involved.
In touch with their bodies.
Yeah.
Says the one that actually brought male pole dancing to South Africa.
Ooh.
Male pole dancing. They just copied the girls, man.
Okay.
But my pole is bigger than his. And it stays up longer. No matter how many times you've
Derek,
spun
did
around.
You really bring the pole, male pole dancing to that?
2004, Lolly had Lolly Jackson and Christina Storm at Pole Idols on Mnet. And I was watching a Russian girl. And I realized, okay, it's way more sensual. Look, if I'd go and do what that girl did on the pole, I'd probably look like a butch lesbian. Okay.
Okay.
But I also want to be a ballerina, mommy. I also want to.
But I took what she did acrobatically, and I just made it a little bit more
masculine,
basically. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
And
because men shouldn't be doing.
I entered a couple of guys into the pole idols, and Christina Storm laughed at me. She said to me that a guy would never win this competition on Mnet, and 4 months later, I won.
Oh, okay.
Good for you.
So here's a very interesting question for everybody here assembled. Why should people go to Sexpo?
That's a wonderful question.
Hmm. Wow. So what's the answer?
It's very problematic because we all have to take a part there.
Yeah, but
we
beyond that, what do you think the importance of Sexpo, why should people go there? Because what are they going to get from going? The entertainment that we have, that we're
Donovan,
providing.
I think you have the most profound, because you
now,
are
beyond the fact that you're so heavily invested in it.
No, but you know, Donovan, you are really deep in the sex world, like deep.
Why should people go, and what are they going to get from it?
Well, firstly, obviously, yes, I agree, the entertainment. But this year, especially at Red Light Rio, we're really going balls to the wall. We are literally going balls to the wall. I'll be filming a porno movie at Sexpo this year.
That must be a first.
Yeah, it is a first. Look, we're being very careful not to step on toes. We probably won't go full penetration, but you never know what slips in or what slips out. God, because these guys can't keep it out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's going to be an educational experience, showing people what the porn industry is all about. You know, there's certain rules and regulations.
So much.
Absolutely. And you know, it's when people do porn, they're not there to have sex, to have fun. Mm. They're working. It's a job like anything else out there.
But job satisfaction is not wrong.
Not always.
Yeah. Why do you think people should go to Sexpo?
Well, for those of us who aren't porn stars, yet.
And remember,
I think
there's a space for everybody in the world of porn.
The app is just saying.
It's a startup. It's a startup.
Look at this. Getting there. No, I think it's really a great way to put your feelers out and get some exposure and some education. I mean, I've sat back today and I've learned a huge amount, you know. So for those of us who aren't maybe as experienced as others, mm-hmm. it's really nice to get some exposure and learn how you can spice up your relationships. That's what I'm excited about. Okay. But I need tickets. Okay. I don't have tickets. Okay. Who's giving them?
FYI. You get them at the door.
Dan
Donovan's
going to take it.
No, why do you think people should go to Sexpo?
To me, Sexpo has always represented creating a sex-positive society. Mm. Sex is life. It's where we all started. And no matter how much the churches protest against it, human nature always wins. And it's about embracing that. So open up your eyes a little bit. Expand your horizons. Come and explore. And the rule is, you have to experience everything. This doesn't mean that you're going to like everything. Three times. So you're going to see some stuff that you like, and you're going to see some stuff that you don't like. And to find your way and find what works for you and add a little bit of spice. Variety is the spice of life.
Mm.
And have fun, because people have forgotten that having sex is about having fun.
Absolutely. We did invite a church this morning, by the way, who are going to be at Sexpo.
Oh, my.
Yes. And they are talking about, you know, just sex within the boundaries of marriage or happy relationships or whatever. And they declined to be with us this morning, which is interesting. Ryan, why should people go to Sexpo? Leave the paddle alone. Your chance is coming.
Oh, great. I can't wait. So, look, I think we live in a society these days where, and I am generalizing, where sex is a bit of a taboo. It's one of those things we don't talk about. We do it, you know, in our relationships, but we don't talk about it. And I think Sexpo is a platform where, I mean, over 50,000 people are going, probably even more this year. And ultimately, it's an environment that says sex is okay. We are all sexual beings, male and female. We're not just males, females as well. They're also sexual beings. And we're not afraid to admit that, and we're not afraid to embrace that. And I really think that it's just such an awesome environment. I was there last year. We're going to be there again this year. And it's always a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun to see what new things they've implemented at Sexpo. And I would advise anyone and everyone, regardless of your age, regardless of whether or not you're in a relationship, to come and have a look and educate yourself and get all sexed up.
Or just have a good giggle.
Why should people go to Sexpo?
From the BDSM element I'm going to speak about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Break the studio, Ryan.
It's okay. You're just going to give him an extra.
Yeah.
For that.
Naughty boy. On a BDSM level, South Africa is way behind the rest of the world sexually. We are very conservative as a culture, and Sexpo is a great opportunity for people to actually come. And yes, you're going to bump into your neighbor and your dominee and everything like that, but you are all there for the same reason. Mm. So don't be embarrassed, because I always get people saying, no, we're not going to come to Sexpo because we're going to run into my neighbor. What we've seen is that a lot of people come to Sexpo as their once a year sex shopping trip, because they're too embarrassed to go into a little sex shop around the corner from their house, because they're scared their neighbor or their priest or their dominee is going to see them walking in. So they all come to Sexpo to do their once a year shopping. From a BDSM level, we then are able to, like I said, debunk the myths, educate, inform, teach, let people actually experience it in a safe environment where all of our kinksters who work the stand know what's going on and what's wrong and what's right, and are able to then say to people, this is how you do it, and we are here to help you. They experience something and then they say, oh, that was actually very nice. Well, come, let's get you some kinky toys that you can take home with you now that you've experienced it and we've explained the safety.
Cool. Trinity, why should people go to Sexpo?
The spaceship.
Yeah. Why should people come to Sexpo besides to see you?
Well, I'm actually out of words because everybody's like said more or less the same thing about the educational section and all that. More like just let loose, be yourself, have fun, go with your partner. Go and experiment every single lounge, what is for you, what's not for you. And then, of course, you'll be coming to Sexpo to come and see
live action.
Dakota Jackson, Derek Soul, and Z the Hunter, and Cassie Jones, all of the SA Girls Gone Wild that is launching when?
today.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're all going to be there. It's SA's first adult reality TV show.
Wow.
Donovan, can you say a word about that before we move on?
We have to wait for 2 minutes before we do that.
Okay.
Because Mistress Paige has to leave. So there are two things you have to do before you leave. The one is you have to come and sit here for a picture. And the second thing is you have to spank Ryan. Because Ryan is a bondage virgin. And this is his first time.
Where's your pick of mine now?
One.
So.
It's either 106 and there's no negotiation with Miss Page. There's just no.
So.
Okay. So it looks like he's so keen. He's so excited.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
This is like a tough boy.
Pants
this
is like a man.
Pants full on.
Off.
Yeah.
Pants off. Pants.
Like
I like that. Ryan, come on, do it properly. Oh, look.
So she's bent over like a man. Him carefully.
Fortunately, we don't have the Lisa here to do the periscope, but she's unbuttoning his pants.
And this
which
is
a very sexy movement anyway.
Absolutely.
So Mistress Page, you are the best.
Aren't you glad you wore your good undies today?
Without holes in.
I need to think of, you know.
Such a cute little Jewish Dorcas.
Dorcas. Okay.
Thank you.
There we go.
Bend over.
Bend forward.
Everybody's getting spanked today.
One.
There's no negotiation. Okay.
He's screaming.
Ryan, the submissive is in control. Yeah. Relax.
So relax and enjoy it. There we
okay,
go.
Okay, gets it. Three is enough.
I'll rub.
Now she's giving him a little rub.
No, you know what? Guys, you should feel it. Come, just you know, come to the lounge of Different Strokes to feel her smacks.
That's
it. Not a picnic.
That's it.
You can do it.
You've got to go the distance, yeah.
He's no, crying. He's crying.
I cried as well. Yes, yes. It's hard moments, but now. Now you can say.
I wonder if he's got the cliff imprinted on his bum.
Fortunately, not. We tried that.
We tried it. It doesn't work.
Didn't work, but good question.
We had an expert. So before you leave, we have to have a picture. So you do have to come sit here.
Okay, so
you take a picture?
Of course. Well, I'm taking the picture. Donovan will explain to us what South African girls go wild.
Cool.
Just explain to us, please.
So right close up to Mark.
All right, yeah. SA Girls Gone Wild. It's a very first. It's a reality show going out live on the internet. You can watch it on www.sagirlsgonewild.co.za. I've got four couples in the house staying there with a total of 38 cameras covering each and every angle in the house, bathrooms, showers, bedrooms, lounges, everything else. So,
is there a Big Brother style element to it?
More, if I could compare it, maybe Jersey Shore. You know, people will be moving in and out of the house. They'll be going around partying. The cameras will follow them.
So there's no one really controlling what's happening. There's no one saying, come to the diary room. And
yes, you will have that element. There will also be people voted in and voted out of the house.
And what did the winners get? Is there a winner?
Well, we're not really working towards a winner. At the end of the day, this is something that's going to be running for a very long time, we hope. And it's just to show people, to put it very bluntly, it'll be live porn on demand with all my porn stars.
Huh.
So, I mean, the past week or so, we've been running tests. And my goodness, it's like rabbits in a cage.
I'm sure.
We've been watching them more than... than watching anything else. I've actually cancelled my TV subscription.
So we are making strides in South Africa.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Fascinating. So one of the things that I think, one of the reasons I think people should go to Sexpo, because it makes everything so normal. And what everybody has said here this morning is so important, because when we advertised the show this morning, we said, is there more than porn, plastic, and panties at Sexpo? So porn we know there's lots of. The plastic for me is the toys, because you can look at so many vibrators and then you've kind of seen every vibrator there is under the sun, and that's about it. And you've seen as much lingerie and clothes and boots and stuff as you can. Then what? And this is what everybody here has been about. And it's the most amazing thing, because I have done, I think, every Sexpo except one, which is about 12 or 13 of them. And the important thing is the consciousness to be there to say there is so much more than what we're aware of, than what we think of as being sex, that what we think of in the possibilities of our relationships. There is just so much more.
I want to add that for me, it's something that, where do you find it? When people come to consult with you or to consult with any of those amazing people that, beside you, don't worry.
No one consults me on that.
But where do you find sensual shows? Where do you find BDSM amazing experiences? Where do you find a real porn being shot in front of your face? Where you can't find it. You actually need to go to sometimes very woman, not very friendly for women places, or dodgy sometimes, some people call it, places, and there it's broad daylight.
And so many kind of shops or venues or things that you go to, unfortunately and sadly, a lot of the people who are there don't have a lot of knowledge. And that's a problem. So you don't get, you know, people walk in and they ask questions. So my wife is struggling to have orgasms, what do I do? And there's this person behind the counter who unfortunately just
wants to sell more lube.
Not a bad start. And this lube, and that's going to make it happen.
Not a bad start. Yeah.
So,
and who teaches us about sex?
Jonty.
You might just learn something that your mother didn't teach you.
It's very true, Anita.
And that you didn't know that you could Google, because you didn't know that that thing had a name.
But even if you Google, what do you find? How do I have better sex? You don't even know what to search. So how do we learn? We learn from tasting this and this and this. Not that. So we try.
So let me tell you a little Sexpo story. A couple of years ago, somebody came to me at Sexpo and said, can I have a
list?
No, not a list. Can I have a yoni massage?
Just like that.
Yeah.
Oh, tell us what a yoni massage is.
Okay, so
what is a yoni?
Okay, so yoni is the tantric word for a pussy.
Oh.
And it means sacred space, sacred place. So it's like a nice neutral word, because vagina is this very clinical word. It's like when you go to the doctor with a problem, you have a vagina.
Yes.
Until then, you have a pussy
when
or
you're
a cookie.
Porn
or
a star, you have a pussy.
That's it.
A pussy.
That's it. And we had a psychologist here a while ago, and we asked, and she said, I'm very uncomfortable with the word pussy. Can we talk about vaginas?
No, because that's just great. Let's talk about vagina.
That was her thing.
The JJ.
So yoni is this like cookie. Really nice neutral word. And for a long time, I used the word fanny because I thought that was quite a neutral word.
It's quite granny, fanny.
It happened to me in the bedroom.
But then one day, when my daughter had turned 18, and she said, I'll come to one of your talks if you promise that you will never use the word fanny.
Yes, it sounds like a granny massage. No way.
Granny. That was kind of weird.
That might help Derek not to come in the porn shoot.
Yes.
Granny fanny.
Yes. So,
sometimes.
So this woman came along and she said, can I have, it's always been my fantasy to do this.
Yes.
So we kind of thought about it and said, well, it's time to push the boundaries, because for years we had been trying to push these boundaries at Sexpo, and we were met with this resistance because of the fear. What would happen if, you know, lightning bolts were going to come down and strike us all? So we said to her, sure. And we didn't really advertise it, but we sort of spread it out a little bit that we're going to do a massage demonstration that's a little bit different.
Are you talking about your threesome? Hand number one, hand number two.
So it was Lara and I. Okay. Lara from Pharaoh's and I.
Okay.
So we said, sure. Let's see what happens.
Just a pussy massage.
And that's it. And this woman had this huge orgasm. It was a huge, huge experience. And then there were about 20, 30 people watching. And everybody came and said afterwards, when's the next one? And can I have? And that's kind of how this whole thing started. And then the last 2 years, we did these shows, which were cool, and we did some very cool things. And the best last year was I did massage with two women at once. I got them to squirt at the same time.
Jonty, just tell them that your shirt was soaked to the bone.
Jonty, can we shoot a movie?
Yeah.
We're there, boy.
Jonty, we need to work on the apps with you, but the rest is fine.
And from that moment, the idea was always for us to do this on a big scale and to do it with enormous and as much beauty and sensuality and eroticism as we could. So this year, Tamar, what are we doing at Sexpo?
Well, it's my show, bitches. Now half an hour, you're going to sit down and listen. It's a joke. Because I'm quite new. You know, you're doing it for a few thousands of years. And for me, the most exciting thing in Sexpo was the interactive part, the show, the live shows. Mm. Real people enjoying their body. And last year, which I had a lot of fun to have our stand there, I noticed that the most beautiful things that are happening there are actually happening without a lot of planning. Just real people play and do sensual, beautiful stuff.
People would come along and say, can I have a massage?
Exactly. Or just two girls say, wow, we really want to kiss in public. And where is our platform, you know?
Express a fantasy.
Yeah. So that's what we...
Okay. You have to hold that thought for 1 second because we have to play an ad.
Oh, wonderful.
I have no idea what I'm playing here, Dunk.
Most likely...
Okay. So carry on talking, okay. Duncan
just cut me off whenever he wants, you know, like always. So... Basically, we just took it to a different level. We took a bunch of very sexy people. They're all models or exotic dancers. They actually don't come, so many of them come from the exotic dancing field. They more come from the world of modeling and being very comfortable with their body naked and very comfortable with their sexuality just as human beings. And we've created a subject called basically, what's your fantasy? So Theater Erotica is going to be kind of like a private theater that you come in and you can, obviously you pay an extra fee, but you see real people playing fantasies from different people. By the way, we have a website that people are submitting their fantasies into
And we have got some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, so like Mistress Page would love to hear about it. You guys need to make a movie out of it. Okay.
Sir Richard Branson had a game-changing idea. He made it happen. You have a game-changing idea, and now Sir Richard wants to discuss it with you aboard the Virgin Atlantic 787 Dreamliner. Presenting Dream Trepreneur. Email dream at cliffcentral.com with your one-minute video or audio recorded business plan. If our panel of judges think it's a game-changer, you'll be one of 10 to attend a course at the Joburg Branson Center of Entrepreneurship. Then, two final winners will take home 40,000 Rand in cash, 140,000 Rand's digital marketing package, 1 week in London attending Global Entrepreneurship Week, and time with Sir Richard Branson aboard the Virgin Atlantic 787 Dreamliner. An idea is only ever an idea until you make it happen. T's and C's apply. Go to cliffcentral.com for more info. Are you South Africa's next dream entrepreneur?
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, Gareth. Yes, yes. No, I really like the...
Okay,
the
so let's go back to the fantasy theater.
So that's it. Basically, there's going to be unscripted fantasies of different... Like, it's about 10 different actors and actresses, mostly actually women, because there's so many fantasies involving women. So they're going to give the maybe the more, let's call it the not professional side of play, of live... actual play of horny people that just play on stage different fantasies that people are asking us to show them. So it's going to be girls playing and all kind of devil angel and, you know, corrupting two men and a girl and sensual massages, squirting shows, all kind of stuff like that, which is going to be, every show is going to be different. The actors are very creative. They're actually playing with their own ideas. They bring their own fantasies to life. So they know kind of how it starts, but they don't know how it's going to end.
It sounds a bit like improv. Like, can the audience shout things out? So we take it off, or
not quite.
Put it in.
It's more like it's more like taking somebody from stage, undressing him, shoving something to his mouth, and grinding on him. But yeah, basically same idea. So we're gonna take some people from stage. From the crowd. We're gonna play with them. It's going to be extremely erotic, extremely respectful, extremely sensual. A lot of sensual touch. A lot of sexy play. And yeah, obviously we have a shop there. We're going to sell our educational DVDs, teach people how to have more orgasms, how to be better lovers, how to communicate with one another, what we always do. And yeah, it's lounge number 108, Theater Erotica. Go to our website.
And we're also doing some wonderful talks.
That's you, Jonty, because awesome you're so smart.
Tell us about them.
So the best one is all about the mystery of the G-spot. Because like this big myth of female sex, what is it? Where is it? What do you do when you find it? And does it really exist? Because I've been rooting around inside for like 6 months and I haven't found one.
It's in my throat.
If I'm correct, I think the woman's G-spot lies 5 centimeters above the cervix, speaking biologically, yeah?
5 centimeters.
Biological terms, yeah.
How do you get 5 centimeters? I'm just curious.
I think maybe from the cervix down, she means down.
cervix downwards. Well,
really short okay, so it's
so, you know, just start, so what happens if your yoni is really short? Because some are shorter than others, then what?
Age, Johnsy, I don't know.
Okay. I'm just asking.
You're going to fumble around until something
until
happens.
You found it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be doing lots of that stuff.
Okay, can I have a yoni massage?
Of course you can.
I have a question about your yoni.
With such awesome
No, my dear, pleasure. You don't want to have a you don't
no,
question
I know
on
about
my...
Your, no, I'm not questioning your yoni. I know that you've got the stuff. I'm grooming your yoni to be a porn star. So
ooh,
we can get back to that.
That's an interesting one. Okay. Yeah.
How do you have a pretty pussy for porn?
That's an interesting
one. Oh, that's so nice.
One.
That's yeah. Lazy.
I make my own porn.
Yeah. So let's so tell us some funny stuff about Sexpo.
Some funny stuff about Sexpo. Well, I'm not going to be there because I don't have a ticket. Just saying to everybody
Donovan
in the room.
Donovan just said he's going to give you a ticket.
Oh, what a legend. No.
First
thanks,
of all,
Don.
What a favor, a kiss, judge my blowjob, something. Are you not going to give us an exchange something?
I may, no, well, I think no. I'm now judging a pole dancing competition. So
go.
Just saying, using my talents. There's comedians down there, hey, having fun. Stuart Taylor, yourself, having a wonderful time at Sexpo. I haven't really seen his set yet, Stuart's set, but I assume it's really sexual. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if people would... I've been to Sexpo before, and to be 100% honest, sex can be funny and enjoyable, but I don't know if I'd be going to Sexpo to watch comedians.
You know what? Sometimes, how much can you see a pussy? It's like
that's
a gynecologist.
It. Yes.
Pussy, 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 pussy.
How
no,
many
say
vibrators
a joke.
Can you look at before you want to see
before you
want to
hear
else.
A joke.
That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Let's bring the humor back to having sex.
Because what you said is so important, because so many people take it so seriously. And especially so many people come to our workshops and it's all these deep things, you know.
And
it's very rare that somebody says, we just want to have some fun.
And yes, and the best part about sex often is laughing in the middle at something funny that happens, or
just don't do that after he's come in your mouth. You might have come coming out
right,
of your nose.
From a snowball, it's going to be a snowball fight. Splatter. Splatters. I love this word today, splatter.
So swallow first.
Okay.
Yeah. Swallow first, exactly.
Eat your food. Finish your food.
Finish
Trinity.
Your food.
Do you shave, wax, rig before like every movie all the time? How do you keep pretty? And what about guys in porn? Do guys have hair, don't they? What do the guys do? Well, let's...
Okay, well, since I'm an exotic dancer as well, so it's like more like every day that you have to...
Groom.
Shave and beauty yourself.
What, have you tried laser?
Yourself. My dear, I'm not prepared to have some laser shock treat me as if it's fucking electrocuting my poor little
ever.
Pussy. My clit's already so big, it doesn't need any more.
Compare pussies.
Genetically modified.
Genetically modified.
We do not want...
We go with the shaving. It's much easier.
Do you know when he says laser? What's his name?
Dr.
Evil.
Dr.
Evil.
Laser. We're going to laser your pussy.
I think it's a good idea. Eventually. No, sweetie, it saves a lot of money and pain and knives and that. We'll get there, right? We'll get there.
Oh, trust me, the male porn stars sometimes take longer than the girls to get ready.
I noticed
to
that.
Groom, to prim.
Our actors don't have any hair, Jonty. They just, they're two boxers and they're two gorgeous guys. And I was like, where's your hair?
Mm.
And he's like, I finished. I don't need it anymore. Mm. So I'm like smooth all the time.
So as a generalization, do male porn stars have any hair or not?
No. I think the question is, should they have hair or
no,
not?
No, the first question is, do they or not? And then, should they?
Right. The producers and directors will tell you what type of movie it is.
Yeah.
If it's an 80s or 60s retro movie, then obviously it's going to be bushy. But
the Eno's trick, you know?
Nowadays, it's basically going commando, no hair. Okay. If you do have hair, it must be trimmed very shortly and neatly. But the problem with male porn stars is they have to shave from face to toes.
Everywhere.
Yeah. That's why they do sometimes take longer.
Mm.
But if, like she says, we both entertainers, dancers as well, so we keep trimmed and shaved and sleek all the time.
Okay.
We're definitely going to have one sex position from a porn actor and actress before we finish.
Yeah, so
it's with clothes,
idea.
Relax.
yeah. Fortunately for me. So but
teach us a new one.
Yeah, you have to teach us a really cool
favorite position. This is Trinity's choice. What's your favorite position?
I'm going to take a picture and put it on Twitter. Just of you. So this is the professional corner now.
So what is your favorite position?
All positions.
Oh, Trinity.
Oh, come on. We want one here. We want one.
Come, it's time to demonstrate.
Come on, pose one him. Position. What's your
come,
favorite?
Come now. Opstaan. Opstaan. Yalla. You know, now it's time.
Okay,
no,
what's
really.
Your favorite sex position? Let's try that.
Missionary. I really like missionary. It brings me back to the past.
Yeah, but you know, for a porn star, that would actually be quite appropriate.
Yeah,
because
a day off.
I do all this like other exotic, and sometimes
you
it's
rest.
Just nice to have like home cooked food. You know?
Yeah, comfort. It's you like, know? Baby, like, can you just be on top?
Just
yes,
hold
thank
me.
Yeah.
Hold
yeah.
me.
Yeah, it's like you're a restaurant critic and you go and eat in all these places.
Derek comes
and
home.
You just want roast chicken at home.
Yeah, Derek comes
roast
home.
Roast chicken and
Trinity,
contact.
Can we just cuddle tonight? Can we just cuddle?
Never.
Sorry, okay. Trinity.
Derek, what's your favorite position?
I'm a pleaser. Okay, first of all, I don't care about my own climax. I find more pleasure in seeing somebody else climax.
Okay, so that's its own issue. But what is your favorite position?
Derek,
you're a voice.
Derek,
so yes, the catch. It depends on the partner. Every single woman on this planet is completely different.
So do you know how Derek and Trinity have sex? Because Trinity says, Derek, what's your favorite position? Derek says, Trinity, what's your favorite? And you know what happens? They spend 3 hours talking about it, and then they say, well, let's just play with ourselves and have a quick orgasm and go to sleep.
No.
Can you film me? Can you film me
within
while I
6 hours of within 6 hours of having the most amazing sex ever?
So
I don't think you really focus.
So what was the best position in the 6 hours?
All of them.
Okay,
Teach us a new one.
I'll tell you like an example.
It calls a handstand.
Last week. Splitting bamboo. Oh my God, what?
The splitting bamboo.
Oh my God, she's going to break it again.
Splitting what?
Listen, you only have a week
Mamboo?
To recover. You only have a week to recover here, so.
Juanita, please take a picture. Nice picture, close. Thank you.
We're getting there, yes.
Can you just say the name again before we start?
Splitting bamboo.
On the podcast,
the Asian version of bananas.
On the podcast page, we're gonna put Derek's number.
We all know.
Okay, legs
so
up. Trinity is on her back.
Trinity's on her back. Legs are up. Derek is showing us everything.
The legs
there
are the bamboo. You
see.
Split the bamboo.
To split the bamboo.
Oh God, that's
he
so beautiful.
In the middle.
Oh,
and
that's
there
lovely.
We go.
wait.
Docking has happened. Okay. And there we go. She can grab his ass. She can spank his butt. He can move.
Very
you
interesting
taught me
position.
So much, and it's interesting when you do a yoni massage, that corner, right, Jonty? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That corner on the side, the number
yep.
two.
Yeah, so you know what that hits? That hits inside the yoni, right? On. Fuck. So if a woman is lying on her back, it's on her left-hand side, right? Deep inside her yoni, just in front of her cervix, is one of the most awesome stimulating points ever. And that position will allow you to get there because it's deep inside. So here's the trick for it, guys. You don't need to hammer away there. You go slow and you go deep and you go hard. But the secret is slow. Because that's what most guys, that's what a lot of porn shows, this like hammering away.
Yeah, orgasming from air. Like
that's
from
it.
The actual noise of the hammering.
And it does not happen.
I'm just fascinated about how many times this porn star is actually blushing. It's very cute.
Mm. Yeah, but you know what? He's the real
almost
deal.
Innocent.
Yeah.
Those guys are the real deal. They love sex. They do it. They enjoy it. I'm blown away.
Not innocent. If you want to hear a podcast that is not innocent, go back and find our interview with Ivan Gregory.
The gay porn star.
That's it. And there is no innocence.
There's no innocence.
In that
so you
one.
See, we cater, as we said, to everybody. Yes, Ryan, you were saying. I see. You really want to say something?
No, not at all.
No?
Not at all.
He's so amused.
This.
He's so amused
I'm
from
very
his
amused.
Show.
It's just lovely having the porn stars here. Thanks
for being here. You've made Ryan's
year.
Stick around, bro.
Go check them out at Sex.
You have no
don't you
want to
try one of your pickup lines on them?
Yes.
But once again, we don't teach pickup lines.
Well,
you weren't listening.
Potato.
No, I think they're way past that stage.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's more is, guava.
Yeah.
Sorry.
By the way, there are also a lot of competitions. I'm saying it because it's pretty cool. They're doing
date a porn star, like win a date with a porn star. They're doing date, I think a date with Magic Mike. Date everybody, basically. It's a one big orgy.
It's just gonna, it's going to turn into an orgy.
Okay, that's lovely.
So do porn stars put out on the first date?
Interesting question. I would say it's kind of a given.
I'd be disappointed. I had that expectation.
Yeah.
As long as there's lights and cameras.
As long as there's lights and cameras, Donovan,
do you know, I read an interview with some guys in America. They had a really small film studio. They were trying to do some indie stuff and some ads, and they just were not making money. And instead of shutting down, they came up with an idea. This was about 2-3 years ago, of offering couples a service. And they put these different packages together. So the first package was that they'd set up the room and you would put a camera in the room, some lights, no crew, and at the end of it, they'd get a disc or a tape or whatever. And then they had, you know, 3 or 4 versions. And the top of the range was they could have a full crew, makeup, and they would get their own movie at the end, edited, music, background noises, all the all the schlurpees and everything else. And that's what they were. And they were making more money than they thought they were ever going to make. And they were busy beyond belief. Why don't we do that in South Africa?
Do what?
Trinity.
Sorry, I'm so like, I'm a bit lost.
We have another studio here, and there's, by the way, cameras downstairs. Donovan, let's just go.
Yeah, we got a hole.
Yeah. I'm in.
Tomorrow. Do you know what's nice?
I think I knocked on the wrong door. You know what? We'll chat about it just now. We'll do a podcast of that on our podcast page. Mm. Me and you. What's, head in head? What do you say? Like,
hand in hand.
Hand in hand. Splitting bamboos. Like
splitting bamboos.
I think you mean like...
Grinding?
Grinding.
Bird in the hand. Hand in the bush.
And why these double-sided dildos? Everything's fine. We really... Even though I really like the presence of the porn star, we don't need... We can have each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think each other is better.
Okay, we'll do a podcast for that. Okay. Cool for Sexpo.
Okay.
We'll do a scene, me and Trinity.
Okay.
We'll do a little porn scene between you and me. Donovan's going to shoot the scene, and we'll put it on our podcast page for Sexpo.
Between Cliff Central.
Don't worry, it's not. It's going to be. It's going to be. It's going to
be. It'll be a bestseller.
Applicable. It's going to be. It's going to be accepted.
Accepted.
Yes.
Acceptable.
Acceptable.
I think is the word you were looking for.
Well, you know, try saying in Hebrew, and then you know, I'll talk to you again. 100%.
Okay. There we go. My word. So next week, Thursday, at 11 o'clock in the morning, we know where everybody is going to be.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like we're all like excited. We're all like waiting for it already.
We are.
Did I get tequila?
Yeah, you have two tequilas with breakfast for Sexpo.
It's true.
Lubricated. There's going to be some firsts for all of us, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey?
Some
I hope there's some firsts for us.
That's one of the exciting things because us, meaning us who have been involved in this for so long, are always trying to make this more exciting. Beyond the fact that for the public who are coming, because we have heard so many requests from people to say, or so many comments say, well, why should I come? Because it's always the same. And I have to say that for the first time in about 3 or 4 years, this is different.
Yeah.
And that makes it really exciting for me. But beyond that, if we have the opportunity, and we meaning us involved there, we have the opportunity this year more than ever to create something exciting and to create all these firsts. That is truly amazing.
Amen.
Because for us, it's very much this expression of our creativity. And this is how we create. So if we can do stuff, and it's amazing to see that from these shows with like 10 people watching, we're getting to this theater of 150 seats with lights and action and
smoke machines
and smoke and people
costumes
and all the stuff. It's like
an edible panty. No, that's my.
What's wrong with edible?
Yes, panties? No, edible underwear. Remember?
By the way, I remember. It's going to be in the shoot. I'm really inviting everybody to submit their fantasies in our Theater Erotica website. It's
so
literally.
Where do they do that?
It's going to be on a podcast page, but basically it's www.theatererotica.co.za.
Okay.
As it sounds. So it's one word. Theater Erotica. Just submit your fantasy. Don't buy if you don't want to. Just tell me your fantasies because, first of all, you can win tickets to the show, tickets. And second, we really want to know because a cool fantasy, we're actually going to cater. Mm. Again, we're catering for everybody. We're going to fulfill a fantasy on stage for some people.
Wow.
So that's where the people are going to be informed. And yeah, it's something that's very exciting to somebody comes to see his own fantasy coming to life. Maybe
please
even
leave,
with him.
Please oh, leave wow. animals out of your fantasy.
No, we're doing and very children. Safe stuff, very sensual stuff.
And then
guys, don't write
bowls of pasta
wanna,
out of your fantasy.
I don't want to tell everybody that no we food. Got so many gangbangs in our submission for fantasies. Yeah. So, sorry, guys.
So what no. if my fantasy is that I want to be in one of those fantasies on stage? I'll submit that now.
Thank you so there much. You hired. I'll
absolutely.
Pay you.
There you go. Easy.
I'll pay you.
Some
please
things
come.
Are just easy.
Yeah, everybody's really
but
everybody's
not cheap.
Invited. Not what? Not cheap? Or not deep? I didn't hear you. Not what?
Listen here, if the shoe fits, get the matching outfit.
That's it.
Alala.
Okay.
I'm drooling.
And
in 2 minutes, the new channel that's launching today, what's it all about?
We just did it.
Do it again. 2 minutes. Where do people find it?
All right, you're going to go to www.sagirlsgonewild.co.za. And again, it's a reality show, adult reality show, where you're going to see four couples sharing a house, getting up to all kinds of crazy stuff. Trust me. Derek was explaining about his struggling to explain his favorite position. From what I've seen in the past week, it's holding on to the basin while Dakota's on her knees looking for something. I don't know. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's what I've seen pretty much of on cam. So yeah, Derek, that's the one I'm sure.
I'm also looking for the same thing. I don't know. I know we're all the time eating there. Okay,
look,
cool.
Where in the world are you going to find... It's not just couples. I mean, there's a mistress in there.
Correct.
And a DJ.
There's
a DJ.
We've got two porn stars. Four porn stars.
Jeez.
There's some. We won't give it all away, but there's some hidden elements in there. But other people coming in as well.
I don't think people are going to leave the house. Yeah, I don't think people are going to leave the house. Just go to Sexpo now. They're going to just watch and wank. It's going to be very upsetting. Okay, so can we come to the house? Like, do you look for guests and stuff?
You.
You
oh, thank you.
I'll come and teach them some stuff. I'd love that.
Do you know?
That's beautiful.
Do you know what's the nice thing about SA Girls Gone Wild? Not only is the public viewers going to be viewing what we do in our everyday life and see us having the most amazing sex in front of a camera, they have the opportunity to subscribe and to have one-on-one time with
oh
us themselves.
That's it. No
via
more relationships.
Live camming.
So
no more
watch webcamming.
What is a porn
they can
star
watch.
Eat for breakfast? What do they put on their cornflakes?
Pineapple.
pineapple. Lots of
there
pineapple.
There was a sex position that had something to do with punching a donut that I came across last week.
And I also think we should just add that a certain movie script that was written by a certain sports
somebody,
a sports the sports presenter from your, I think your breakfast show might be.
Yeah.
It's
Ben.
It's called Losla Pomfeld.
That's it, Ben's movie.
It's launching at Sexpo.
Wow.
With Dakota Jackson right here, Trinity, and of course Derek as the stars in the movie. So you can grab that at Sexpo and meet them right there.
So we are all over. You cannot take 3 steps without Cliff Central being there. And with the new app, which you all have to download, we are there with you every step of the way, in your hand, on your phone. Isn't that awesome?
Absolutely.
Both
absolutely.
Hands, John.
I'm about to slip off this chair.
Both hands.
Get it in stereo.
I want, for ending, Jonty, I want everybody to say in one sentence their slogan. I want to start with you.
Slogan in
like come to Sexpo because
come to Sexpo because you're going to learn new things and you're going to laugh your ass off, maybe even literally.
Okay,
as long as we can keep the clits, it's fine.
Come to Sexpo and see the cum. Oh my god, no, okay, I'll rephrase it. I'll think again. I'm sorry.
that's lost in translation.
Definitely.
Derek, come on.
No, you skipped me.
Oh, sorry,
I
thought your one was the clit.
No.
Okay.
No, I've got a better one.
Okay.
That was just chipping in. Mine is, we never say no unless you've asked, have we had enough?
Okay.
Oh.
Ryan.
It's so romantic.
I would say, come to Sexpo. You don't want to miss these shows. Trust me. I've seen them.
Derek.
Me.
One sentence.
He's so cute.
Thank you. That was fantastic.
Yes.
Sorry. I was getting distracted.
No.
Okay. This is radio. You cannot be distracted.
Come to Sexpo for fun and come and I don't know how to say this in English for you tomorrow.
Okay. So just.
It's fine. Say it.
Say it Afrikaans. Come.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Kom maak of jy mal is en doen alles.
Okay. Make like you're mad and do everything.
All right. Oh, yeah. It's nice.
It makes sense.
Guys, this has been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much all for being here.
Thank you for having us. We are going to take
a picture with everybody in the lounge that we will put out on our podcast. Dirty Dictionary Q&A is all on our page on the podcast. Please visit www.eroslife.co.za. Francois Lowe is standing in for Casper this morning.
The wetter the better for the extra slide.
We wish you all so much pleasure.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.